This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. In a moment, I'm going to tell you yet another story about another airline that is run by people who are not very bright. But first, Jennifer, please carry us into the hour with something that we will find take our breath away.
Well, it should, because according to reports and science, your kids, those cute little devils that you have running around at your house, well, they may soon have accompanying horns. That's because researchers who studied 1,200 x-rays of adults aged 18 to 30 found that there was a hook or a horn-like feature that is now jutting out of the back of the skull of the heads of about a third of these people. So the question is, what is causing young people to grow horns in the back of their skull?
They're Says saying, the lady whose last name is Horn.
Is Horn, but I don't think I have a horn. Maybe I do. They might poke out every once in a while. But researchers have suggested that the appearance of these horns are actually bone spurs, and that they could be caused by the forward tilt of the head while the young person is using a smartphone or other handheld device. Mm-hmm. They said that action shifts the weight from the spine to the muscles at the back of the head, which causes bone growth in the connecting tendons and ligaments. Wow. Now, they kind of liken it, to make this make sense, to, like, think about your foot. Not to get too personal here, but we probably all have had a callus or two. And that's the skin thickening as a response to pressure or abrasion. Well, that's what they're saying is happening on the skulls of young people because of technology. Now, that story made big news on social media. The Washington Post got a hold of it and grabbed a ton of attention in the last couple of days about this claim that kids are growing horns because of their cell phones. Now, and I would imagine a lot of people are responding, a new set of scientists responding, probably on the payroll of cell phone and technology companies,
of course,
saying, well, wait, not so fast. The problem is that when they did the research, they found that human skeletons are indeed shifting and that they are changing, but they think they're changing to like a new modern era where the new version of humans, due to postural and other behaviors, they were not able to actually prove or link cell phones as the culprit. They say there could be a wide variety of things like watching television, reading books, terrible posture, maybe lack of exercise that could be causing these kids to grow horns.
15 years ago.
Right. Yeah. I think everybody has seen that person, and maybe you are that person, that leans forward, the head is jutted forward, and they're looking over at their device. This makes total sense to me. If we are making changes to our spine, it has to be from something so repetitive. And what is more repetitive than constantly checking your cell phone?
Yep. They've got it. Nailed it. Good job.
I'm curious if our bodies are adapting. You know, maybe we'll grow bigger horns. I wonder what we could use them for.
Well, think about the tail that you used to have. The coccyx, which is at the end of your spine, is what's left of us, or some of our ancestors, having tails. And their body does develop and reacts to what is a part of our experience. I don't know what we needed. Tails to keep the flies off at some point, I guess, in our existence.
I think maybe for climbing.
Maybe, yeah.
Our tails for climbing?
Let's see. Huh?
I didn't know we had tails.
Tails.
Well, I mean, are we talking about, like, as humans or as, like, monkeys?
No. Back into whatever the forerunner of the human being is, millions and millions of
I mean, you've never seen, like, a prehensile tail where they, like, hold on to the limbs and stuff?
Right,
with
you've never seen an x-ray of your body, Victoria, it shows that tail bone sticking. That's what they call the tailbone.
Yeah, I know.
And a lot of people break it when they fall down because it sticks out so far. If you put your hand back there, you can feel it at the end, you know, of the, excuse me, the crevice that's there. Okay. Moving along now, a passenger, very unhappy, claimed she was bombarded with homophobic abuse from the crew of a Ryanair flight. Ryanair is the equivalent of Southwest in Europe. Does the same thing with the same airplanes. They had a huge order, 737 MAXs, which they canceled. Be interesting to see what happens as they rebuild it. But anyway, this woman, excuse me, named Laura Muldoon, tweeted a photograph of a group of men who she said called her a miserable B and a D and a lesbo and all kinds of other stuff on a flight from London to Seville, Spain. And the crew did nothing, she said. After sending the tweet, she was sent several messages of support. The airline told her to contact them so the staff could investigate the incident. If the police pursue the incident, it'll be treated as a hate crime. So they have hate crimes in Europe as well. Do you think that's where our focus on hate crimes, do you think the way we did it was a result of what had happened earlier in Europe? Nobody knows.
I don't know. Yeah,
hate crimes didn't originate in the United States. Hate crimes have been going on everywhere. But that phrase.
Hate crimes, at least you could date them back to the Holocaust, at least, right? Because they used to damage synagogues and things all throughout Europe.
Correct. Yes.
I think lynching black people in America would probably be the original hate crime, though, before the Holocaust. Yes,
but they wouldn't refer to it. I'm talking about the verbiage. Here, that's all I'm talking about, Victoria, not the actual fact.
I'm
but
sure they've existed all throughout history, actually.
I'm sure there's
always been something there.
All right, we'll go to our Game of Thrones expert, Kara. Did they have hate crimes back in Ungabunga days, whatever that time period was called?
Maybe, but I feel like they just killed so willy-nilly that I don't know if it... I don't know if it was based on anything specific, like a...
So was there no law during that period? Did they... The law was whatever... The blonde said it was, or what? Because it was, as I understand, a lot of
killing. I mean, law was whoever was in charge decided that, yeah, I mean, they had law, but I don't know if there were as many standards as there are now. I mean, Game of Thrones is also not really based on reality.
It's fictional?
I don't know. I mean,
there are dragons, so I'm not sure that
they had laws, and they killed people based on those laws. What, were they good laws, or were they really... There was no judicial system, so it was just one person making the decision, but... I don't know. I wouldn't consider them hate crimes. I guess.
Here's the story of Grayson Fritz, who's the pastor of the All Scripture Baptist Church in Knoxville. He's also the pastor, or the, what do they call it when you're the spiritual counselor for the sheriff's department? What do they call those guys? Spiritual advisor.
A chaplain, like a
chaplain. Thank you. That's it. So he was turned away by a Cracker Barrel restaurant for delivering a sermon earlier in which he called for the execution of people who belong to the LGBTQ community.
Oh.
He had planned to hold a meeting at the Cracker Barrel on June 29th, but they told him he could get lost because they found out about his statements of hate and divisiveness. How do people actually exist in this world who are that, even if they believe it, are dumb enough to... They don't think there's going to be some impact. There was a television station that got a hold of whatever the copy was. You know, somebody in the congregation said, hey, believe what this guy said? And then the television station requested a copy of the sermon. He refused to apologize for the sermon. Put homos to death, he said,
in the next week's sermon. Not liking someone or not liking what someone does and then calling for the execution of them,
yeah.
I also don't understand.
As
a religious person, you believe that God has created all of these people, and then shouldn't God be in charge of what happens to people? Why is it like, why are you calling for people to go and execute?
I think we give these guys too much credibility. I look at him and listen to what he said and kind of get the drift of him. Not very bright.
Well, he's obviously nutso.
Well, he's nutso, he's not very bright, one or the other.
Well, or maybe most of the time when anybody's out there railing against being gay, they're closet cases themselves, so
that's also true, right, yeah. And they don't know how to do anything about it. Yeah, exactly. 15 past the hour on the DJV show.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip. So he can enjoy his steak with full confidence. Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gals arrived. And thanks to Polydance, her bright smile is anything but a surprise. Polydance.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Prime free one-day delivery is available on more than 10 million products from Amazon coast to coast. Amazon continues to expand both the one-day delivery areas and selection to ensure Prime members receive products faster than ever. One-day delivery is now available to Prime members with no minimum purchase amount for products from Echo devices and headphones to household items and cleaning supplies. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
We obsess over making Prime members' lives easier and more fun. In fact, the most popular one-day items range from books, beauty, and baby wipes to dish detergent and even doggy bags. Prime Free one-day delivery is possible because we've been building our network for over 20 years, enabling us to create a world-class customer experience powered by incredible employees and great technology.
That means last-minute birthday presents, sunscreen and beach towels for an impromptu getaway, as well as closet organizers and patio decor, all delivered the very next day for free. For more, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
For those of you who are interested in what's going on in England, the list of candidates to be the next prime minister down to two. The Conservatives this week whittling down candidates in a series of votes, and Big Bad Boris is in the list, as Jeremy Hunt is as well. Theresa May, as you know, is out. She's staying until there's a new prime minister. New prime minister will be from the Conservative Party, because the Conservative Party runs the country. So whoever leads the Conservative Party becomes the prime minister. You following that? Got it? Be a test later on this.
Got it.
Hunt's the current foreign secretary. And he has admitted he's the underdog. I'm going to bet we're going to have Big Bad Boris for a while. Look at.
Oh, yeah, he's the odds-on favorite.
Looking at his ugly face, then change to something else. So the winner comes out about a month from now, looks like, I think, under the circumstances. So what will that do to change the reality in England in terms of Brexit, how the country is organized in a manner of speaking? Is this guy, what do we know about Boris and his feelings about Brexit? I don't know that I've seen anything.
Well, he's for it, but he's not for Theresa May's. Yeah, he and Theresa May are in the same party. They're for Brexit together.
Yeah. Right.
But I think he just doesn't think she went about it the right way. So we'll see what his plans are.
He wants to get out of the European Union?
He's pro-Brexit, yes. Boris Johnson, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think they're going to do a referendum to let the British people vote again, which I think is a mistake. But
which will make sure that they lose power as soon as that happens, because
probably
the country will go into economic ruin, and they'll blame these people, and probably justifiably so. So you can kiss their butts goodbye sooner rather than later, if you're in that business. 21. Say it again, Doug. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's get fired up. All right, so there's a big to-do about this song that the NFL, NBC, Sunday Night Football say is their song. Carrie Underwood and the NFL and NBC have been hit with a lawsuit that accuses them of plagiarizing the Sunday Night Football theme song by singer Heidi Merrill. She and some of her songwriting collaborators filed the lawsuit in federal court claiming that she, Heidi, created the song in 2016 called Game On, pitched it to Underwood's producer, Mark Bright, and he said, we'll pass. Right, of course. Merrill alleges that Underwood's song of the same name, Game Night, or Game On, which was played during the opening of the Sunday Night Football back this past year, is a direct copyright violation of the song that she sent over to Underwood. So let's listen. We're listening now to Carrie's version of it, right, Kara?
No, this is the Heidi Merrill one.
All right. So you want to compare this to Carrie Underwood's?
Well, I was going to play this for a second. All right.
All right. To be clear, this is the Heidi Merrill version, the first version of the song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then here's the Carrie Underwood one.
I needed 10 seconds of that to know it's the same song.
Really? I think it sounds different to me.
Yeah, they don't really sound similar to me at all.
Oh, I think they sound so... That's the same hook.
Well, yeah, the Game On part does. But
well, it's different lyrics.
Yeah.
But... I think that's the same song. I don't know.
I think they get themselves, as they say on Blue Bloods, they jammed up a little here.
Yeah, I think they have a good case, though, because, yeah. I mean, if she sent them a song called Game On 2 years ago, and then suddenly that's the same hook, yeah.
I would say, is Carrie Underwood not that smart? I thought she was pretty...
Well, she may not have even known. Yeah. Whoever wrote it, she's probably not writing this stuff.
They put her in the studio, NBC and the NFL pay her a ton of money, and they say, here you go, Carrie, start singing. And then she just basically screams about Sunday Night Football. I think these songs are all so stupid. I don't need Carrie Underwood screaming at me that the football season or the football game's about to start. It's just, not a fan.
I don't know. I liked it when, what's his face did it? Hey, was it Merle Haggard? No. who did the original, like the one, the last before Carrie Underwood?
Isn't it Hank Williams Jr.?
Hank Williams, maybe. Yeah.
Right?
Anyway, whoever it was, that to me was iconic. You heard it, you're like, okay, it's football time. Maybe
yeah.
Carrie's it lacking a little bit. I don't know. I think it's kind of clever marketing. The minute you hear it, it's immediate branding.
All right. Well, I'm done yawning now. We can go on to Ariana Grande, who has announced a new U.S. tour midst of a North American leg of her Sweetener tour. Now has announced a fresh slate of U.S. dates that will keep her on the road through the holidays. So why is it that all these people now think they have to name their tours? Is that
everybody's
in the last few years?
Tour.
Oh, always, really?
Huh. Yeah.
I must have missed
usually
that.
It's the same album title or something related to whatever album they're promoting.
For how long, though, would you say? All as far back as you can remember, Victoria?
Certainly in my lifetime, absolutely.
Really?
I don't know going back further if, like, the Beatles did that. I don't know,
no,
but...
Didn't have to, but that's an example.
The Rolling Stones have done that forever.
Elvis and the Vegas tour, yeah. The 19-date run for Ariana Grande slated to kick off in November with a show at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island. Run through December 21st at the Forum in L.A., Jennifer. She revealed to fans that she is still battling a bout of bronchitis. Sounds like I am too, but I'm not. Let's see. She's wrapping up her North American run August 4th by headlining Lollapalooza in Chicago. Then she goes to London for a three-show run at the O2 Arena. No opening acts have been announced yet for the November and December dates, which include shows in Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and San Fran, 28 after the hour.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's naval chief has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of shooting down other American spy drones. The message comes Monday as tensions are still high between the United States and Iran. This as President Trump tells Meet the Press.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good?
President Trump says he held off on planned immigration raids over the weekend because he wants to give Democrats every last chance to address immigration issues. ICE agents were expected to round up about 2,000 illegal aliens around the country on Sunday, but the president called off those raids. A police officer is dead and a suspect is in custody in Missouri after police say a man was trying to cash a bad check at a St. Louis area business. Officer Mike Langsdorf was a 17-year veteran of the force. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour here on the DJV program, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Yay, Jennifer. Yay, Victoria. Yay, Kara. In a moment, I'm going to focus on the state of Georgia and the latest thing they did to separate themselves from the rest of the world. That's after Victoria brings us up to date on something else that's on her mind from the trending list.
Yeah, here's a really cute story. So, like a lot of kids, 13-year-old Isaiah Tuckett had a dream to go to Disney World, but his parents said that they couldn't afford the trip to gather their family and go from Minnesota down to Florida. So, he had a solution. He was going to bake his way to Disney World. And 4,000 cupcakes later and 12 months later, he actually got his wish. He earned enough money and sent his entire family down to Disney World. And so, he started selling his cupcakes for $20 for a dozen, and he was able to pay for his mother, his father, his sister, brother, sister-in-law, and nephew all to take a trip together. And he said it was a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and his cupcakes, actually, the whole story has gone viral just in terms of how much the local community helped out. A local bake shop closed down and just for him for a day, so he was the only cupcake
cupcake maker in the town for a day so he could basically take their profits. And Minnesota's current cottage foods law means that he didn't have to have a restaurant level kitchen to sell the baked goods. However, what that means is that the stove in his family's house broke from overuse, and the family had to buy a new freezer to store some of his largest orders. His largest order was 750 cupcakes. That's a lot. One order. That's a lot. So, his mom said that he has always liked helping out in the kitchen, and she always encouraged that, but she had no idea that it would go to this level. But the whole family had a wonderful time at Disney World. So you can bake your way to your dreams.
And these are nice looking cupcakes,
too. They're good looking cupcakes, right?
He's got, the swirly frosting on top and decorations.
Are they gluten-free? I want some of the gluten-free.
I would imagine. I wouldn't be surprised if he made some of them that were.
Gluten-free. Yeah. Good. So, how many people are fans here of the 70s show?
You know, I never watched it.
There
I watched
it
that.
Oh, that
70s
show.
I may have seen like one episode. Yeah. I watched like maybe an episode.
I used
one
to
time.
Watch
I've
it
never
sometimes.
Really seen it.
It was one of those shows that was on TV reruns all the time, so I used to watch it every now and then.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were. That's how they
Mila
get to know each other, right?
Yeah, Mila
Who's
Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Mila.
Yep. Yeah. That's where they
Mila.
Met.
I'll say Mila. Okay. They met, right, exactly, and now they're married, and the tabloids this week carrying stories about them eminently divorcing. It's all over.
I would hate to be a Hollywood couple because they just the tabloids pick a different couple every week. Eventually, the odds are, with divorce odds, they will be correct about somebody.
Well, Ashton Kutcher, I'm assuming this is what you're talking about, the video that he posted on Instagram. It's really funny. You guys should watch it. It's the two of them in the car. They've got, the article pulled up on their phone, and they're talking about Mila's like, oh, and I get to take the kids, and you had a deep, dark secret. And he was like, what was my secret? So it's really funny. They're going through and making fun of it. I personally think if they get divorced, the reason will be his mustache, because it's just he looks kind of like a creepy serial killer right now with a mustache, but I don't know. They're
is
funny.
That for
I like
that
them.
Show The Ranch? Is that why
I would
he has a
I would imagine so, probably.
Yeah. Well, it's that sort of stuff. It is, you're right. You go through the supermarket checkout counter and everybody's getting divorced, or everybody's dead, one or the other. It's Demi Moore's dying words.
Celebrities want to please people, so maybe when they read those headlines, that's actually what initiates their divorce, do you think?
George Takei takes Ben Affleck as a partner.
What?
That's
I'm looking at some of these headlines.
Is that an actual headline somewhere, or are you just making that up? That's a good
that's
headline.
An interesting match.
I'd read that article.
Of course.
Maybe Doug should just start making up his own headlines. Because it sounds like you make them up
What makes you think I don't do that now? Jennifer's been accusing me of that for years, outrageously.
Fake news? Maybe I started it. I started it for the president, right?
Yeah, you did, right. The president, exactly.
The hashtag of fake news.
The president actually is having an affair with Jennifer Aniston. Did you know that?
Ooh.
Right.
Lucky
and
him.
Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts is engaged to Spike Lee.
What does her husband think?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What does Spike's wife think?
Andy Cohen was actually married to his mother.
That's a step too far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Prince Charles is actually Daniel Craig's father.
Hmm.
I don't know if the math
he has room because he's clearly not Harry's father, so.
All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Marion Wilson, 42 years of age, put to death by lethal injection this week for killing an off-duty prison guard in 1996. There's swift justice for you. 23 years later, 10th inmate executed in the U.S. this year and the second in Georgia, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. How'd you like to run that? I'm the president of the Death Penalty Information Center. There's a job for you.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, we go
How
back
do you have, like, a
this.
Cheerful conversation with your spouse at the end of your work day when that's...
Yeah.
So did another one
get
fried
today? Party.
Yep.
What do you do for a living? I run the Death Penalty Information Center.
It's like being the Grim Reaper.
All right. Exactly. Speaking of the Grim Reaper, Roy Moore is running for the Senate again, Jennifer. Did you see that?
I did. What a mistake.
How many people have accused him of sexual assault?
I think there are only two that said he touched them. There are two specifically that, like, wrote him letters and stuff like that. I don't know. This guy, he has his right to fight these these allegations, yeah, right. But I just, it didn't work the last time, and he's running against the same person. I don't know why he thinks it would work this time, and there's no other Republican who's really stepped forward to run against him until some state rep just said, you know what, I'll do it, and everybody's kind of clamoring, like all the big conservatives are trying to clamor around this guy to give him a boost so he can try to take on Roy Moore, because no one wants him to be the candidate to go up against Doug Jones in Alabama.
Yeah. By the way, we're talking about this stuff, and I don't know why I always attribute the NRA to the South, but what's happening with the National Rifle Association?
Do they have a new president?
Well, what's-his-face got thrown out because he didn't like Wayne LaPierre, and he's trying to get rid of him. LaPierre aced
him. Ollie North, right? Yeah.
So now the whoever was behind Ollie North is also getting booted. This LaPierre character, man, he is a tough cookie. You don't wanna, he's a power crazed zealot, and anybody that looks at him cross-eyed, gone, out. And the fact that he had the hooch to get rid of Ollie, well, really, that's what sort of surprised me, because it's not like Ollie doesn't have a lot of friends.
They've got Dana Loesch now, and I think there's also something to be said for people wanting to see a female in that role, because it provides a different side. There's a lot of stereotyping. You just said it yourself. I think of the South. I think of this when I think of the NRA. Yeah. And right. When you have someone who's a mom, like Dana Loesch, representing you, well, that starts breaking down those stereotypes.
Okay, so what do Dana Loesch and Ollie North have in common beside the job we're just talking about? Anybody?
Radio.
Yep. What about radio?
They're both hot talk show hosts at Radio America.
That's true. They both were on the same originating network as I am, with time, not at the same time, but different times. All right, so that's the end of the trivia.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. When traditional treatments for depression, such as medications and psychotherapy, don't work, some patients are finding help with transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS.
There are many theories of how it works, and probably the best theory that I can give you is that there's a depression circuit in the brain, and we need to stimulate that circuit.
Psychiatrist Dr. Simon Kung explains that during a treatment session, a magnet is placed against the head, and then short bursts of magnetic energy are delivered every 30 seconds or so. Sessions last about 40 minutes, and patients typically have 20 to 30 sessions. So who's a candidate for TMS?
The ideal candidate is somebody who's tried maybe one or two, up to a few psychiatry medicines for depression, and those haven't worked. Officially, the FDA approves TMS if you've just tried one antidepressant and it doesn't work.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. How do you do? 47 after the hour on the DJB show. The state of Maine, latest to pass a law with, the feds aren't doing anything about the student loan problem. So the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, signed the Act to Establish a Student Loan Bill of Rights to license and regulate student loan servicers in the state of Maine that goes into effect with the beginning of the next school year. Paying back student loan debt is difficult enough without a profit-hungry lender trying to make it harder and more expensive, said the governor. By signing this bill, Maine is taking critical action to create oversight, implement accountability, and protect our borrowers. I think that's pretty smart, actually. You don't often think of Maine leading the way in many things, but in this circumstance...
A lot of colleges in Maine, though.
There are good colleges. Bowdoin.
Expensive colleges, too.
Yeah, I don't know why people pay so much for education. It just... What do you expect to happen? You're never going to pay it off. That's the problem. And so we can regulate the industry, but nothing is going to get solved until either the educational institutions take their money, the pricing down, or people say, you know what? Forget that. I'm going to go to a state school and save some cash.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. pardon me. State schools are taxpayer-funded, so we're paying for it anyway.
I know, but at least it's cheaper. But it takes away from the
student
loan debt.
Well, it's not really cheaper. No, it's not cheaper.
Well,
it's cheaper for
the
individual, but it's not cheaper to run it. If you knew the budget, for example, for UCLA, where my daughter teaches.
I know the UC budget. It's gigantic.
It's craziness. Yeah. The best of everything, which is okay, but it's, it goes a little...
But see, even the UCs are pricey for individuals. It's the CSUs, the
15.
Cal State universities, that are the ones where you can actually get a good education for less money.
Right. So tell me about the White House reporters having a goodbye party for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's not expected, is it? Did she actually have her friends as people actually...
I hadn't heard that, but that's surprising.
Yeah.
Is she leaving, and do we know who the new person is?
The new person hasn't been named yet. She's leaving at the end of the month, but the rumor, so that's next week, the rumor is that it might be the First Lady's press secretary. Her name's Stephanie Grisham, and she seems to be the odds-on favorite. They also have Hogan Gidley, who works right underneath Sarah Sanders, but I have a feeling they're probably going to pick a woman because I think it helps. I think it just helps deliver the tone of the administration. I don't know if you need another white guy, which is typically who past administrations have hired as press secretaries. There's only been three women female press secretaries out there. So, yeah, I think
direction. Melania's press secretary, what was her name again? Stephanie
Grisham, I think is her name.
To me, in the entire administration, I have found her to be the most effective communicator in the entire administration. Right. So I would totally endorse that pick because I think everything that has been thrown at Melania, Stephanie is right on top of it. I think she delivers succinct answers. I think she's done a great job. I think she would be really good in that role.
Interesting to see how that flushes out then. Thank you for that discussion. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for a visit with our auto expert Nick Miles. And all his glory with that beard and mustache, he's very distinguishable from the other guys. He's always kind of, you look sort of dapper too all the time. Like the other guys are greasy looking and you're all in there. You're all in. It looks like. All right, let's get the market research out there, the J.D. Power. Of all of these huffer and puffer groups, I do think J.D. Power is respected probably among all of the research groups that tells you, you know, the J.D. Power seal of approval. On cars, what does it say?
Yeah, so first 30 days or first, 3 months that they test, someone gets a brand new car, who has the least problems with it? And the top three, interestingly enough, are held by the Koreans. The Genesis, which is the luxury car arm of Hyundai at number one, Kia number two, and Hyundai themselves at number three. It's interesting who doesn't fall above what they call the average, the industry average. Which is the average number they're saying is around 93% perfect cars manufactured. There's quite a few people that were above the line that have dropped down. Mini, famously, they made the most gains in getting above the line. They seem to have jumped below the line this year. But interestingly enough, Dodge are above the line, which is good because they've had some reliability issues, and those guys we always thought were at number one, number two, Toyota and Lexus, they seem to have fallen off the heap a little bit.
Good. I never liked them anyway.
American car companies struggle too.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of that, Ford says the new Mustang Shelby GT500 is the most powerful car ever built. Are the people at Lamborghini arguing with that? Or what's it?
Well,
and by the way, what do you need a car with 760 horsepower for anyway?
That's the whole point. You don't need it. But when you can go 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, Doug, and you can just leave everybody in the dust, that's why you need it, because it makes us feel better as Americans. They're actually saying it's the most powerful Ford Mustang ever built. There's a battle that goes on between Chevy, Ford, and Dodge to who can build the biggest muscle car in America, and Dodge sort of owned it for a long time with their Challenger, their Red Eye, their Hellcat, 707 horsepower, 789 horsepower. So now 760 horsepower is a bit of a slap in the face for the Hellcat. There'll probably be special editions of this GT500 that'll come out. They'll have even more than 800 horsepower. But for right now, looks like Ford is saying, listen, we can do it better than you can, guys. That's why you should buy the new Mustang GT500.
So, not to get too much in the weeds, but how do you produce an engine? Is it boring the piston holes bigger? How do you get more? I mean, it's a sort of a standard stock block, so what do you do to get that kind of out of it?
Yeah, they have very clever technology. It's all about how much air you can get into an engine, right? Because air is what allows the fuel to ignite. And so you make the holes where the fuel comes in bigger. You make the stuff in the engine so the fuel can burn hotter. I mean, it's way above high school engineering for me, but that's what they do. And they spend their weeks and days doing it just to hope to sell you a Ford Mustang GT500.
Yeah. All right, you drove a couple of heavy-duty, well, I don't know, it depends on how you define it, Ford Explorer, and all you did, do you not have good peripheral vision? Is that why you like the button on the thing?
Hey, well, it's the first time I've ever seen one of these buttons in a car. You know, we've always had these sort of parking aids, which would maybe back into a space for you or back out, and you'd have to do 9 different things. Put your foot on the brake, your left finger in your ear, and nod your head 3 times for it to do anything. And the Ford have come up with a very cool system where the vehicle will actually find the parking space for you as you're driving through a parking lot, and then you just hold this button, and it goes, all right, I'm going to do it. And it does everything. Yeah, I tested it a bunch of times. It works perfectly. It didn't make a single mistake. You can lend the car to Aunt Sally. She can just drive it into Home Depot to collect the supplies and the flowers, and you know she'll come back without any dings.
Really? I wonder if you can't at Home Depot, but maybe at the shoe store, if we can find shoes that have those white, I noticed white threads in your shoes there. Maybe you can, white laces. Why don't I get a pair of those shoes? Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.